Well, I'm here in Komotini with the students of the environmental group, and we're going to talk about the amazing project they did on conserving energy. Let's see, your name is?
Marilena.
Okay, Marilena, can you tell us how you went about tackling this project? I bet it's not as easy as it seems.
Yes, you're right. First, we had to organise our project into steps. The first step was identifying the problems. You can't solve a problem unless you know what it is.
Yes, of course. So, were there many?
Quite a few, actually. More than we had realised.
Who can tell me some of the problems? How about you? You are
Themis.
We saw that we were wasting a lot of energy, first of all by keeping the heating on, even on warmer days. Students were also using the lift for fun, which apart from being wasteful, was also dangerous.
And we kept forgetting to turn off the lights when we left the classrooms.
Was that all?
No. The windows were kept open, even with the heating on. You can air a classroom in about 10 minutes. After that, keep the windows shut.
And Nassos and I found that the photocopiers were turned on all day long, even when no one was using them. Well, I'm really impressed. You really did a thorough job. Great. Now, after identifying the problems, what was your second step?
Well, we had to do a lot of research to get detailed information. For example, we found electrical bills and studied how much energy was consumed in the school. We estimated its value and then made charts and diagrams with our results.
That must have kept you busy. So I gather the next step was taking action, am I right?
Yes, we really got working. We wrote down a report and we announced it to students and teachers. We made sure the lights were turned off when classrooms were empty and we started to monitor the use of the lift. Only students who really need to use it.
You forgot to say about the windows. We now keep them closed in the winter and we make sure that all our classmates are involved.
Well then, I guess your job is done. Great work, kids. Well done.
That's not all. There was one final step. You see, after all the work we did, we wanted our community to know. We wanted to get everyone involved. Everyone has to be sensitised.
Of course. So, what did you do?
First of all, we organised a drawing competition to involve students from other schools, and we worked with our teachers to make bookmarks with ecological messages, which we gave out. We also distributed lots of leaflets with information. Our school newspaper also ran articles about what we did, and the local radio station interviewed us.
It must have been really satisfying to know that with just a little effort, you have made a difference. Congratulations to you all.